Leila Seder is an awesome night. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the Malachim are listening to Klal Yisrael recite the Bahagadah and retell all the Nisim and Nifloyis that happened at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the truth is that the awesomeness of the night did not begin with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Targum Yonasan tells us that when Yitzchak Avinu wanted to give Esav the brachos, he called him and he told him, Bar Besar ben Nisan, on the 14th of Nisan, V'omar le'bri, and he told him, my son, Ho Leil Yodain, this night, Eloin Mishavachin Lemorayam of Oitzun Talan Mispatchin Bey. All the Malachim are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the treasure houses of Shefa are opened up on this night. And the awesomeness of this night wasn't lost on Pari. There was a uniqueness of the amount of revelation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in this night, until that even Pari realized that Hashem Hu Elokein Einoin Movadai and was willing to let Klal Yisrael out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had hardened his heart for the last five makas, and for the 10th makah, it seems that he didn't harden his heart. Pari was willing to let them out. And Rav Volbe explains up here the Ramban, who told us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened Pari's heart, because Paro was at the 6th Makkah, Paro was ready to let Klal Yisrael go out free because it was hurting, but not because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that they should let them go out. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart so he could bear the punishment. However, when it came to the 10th Makkah, then even Paro, stubborn Paro, was able to see that Einoid Milvadoi, Efes Zulase, there's nothing besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was willing to let Klal Yisrael go free, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. He saw clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Hu Elokim. We know from the Ramchal that any time that there's a revelation, when there's a Hashpah and a Ha'ara, a tremendous opening of the treasure houses, spiritual treasure houses that occurred at any point over history, when we revisit that day of the year, Klal Yisrael is able to tap in and feel and access a little bit of that Shefa and that Ha'ara. And they're able to, as the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says on the Pasuk of Kel Moitziyam Mimitzrayim, that it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moitziyam Mimitzrayim. He takes us out of Mitzrayim. It's a constant thing. It wasn't just, didn't happen just once 3,337 years ago. Rather, every year it happens. Kel Moitziyam Ki Lo Yitzir Rishoyin Elevad Ele B'chol Shona V'Shona Moitziyam Kenizkar. Every year there's a little bit of Yitzias Mitzrayim that's occurring, that we're being freed from the bondage of the Umas HaOlam, of the Satan, of the Yetzer Hara, were being set free to a certain extent. To the point that the Chassam Sofer says that that's the reason why we say the bracha of Asher Golanu V'Golah V'Seinu, which the Rishonim tells us is the Birchas HaMitzvah on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do we recite it after the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? We should recite it beforehand. And he says, no, because we're reliving the Exodus. We're reliving the Mitchilo Ivdei Avodah Zarah and Avodim Ayinu. And when we were Avodim and when we were Ivdei Avodah Zarah, we're not able to make a bracha. We're Kiilu as if we're Gaim, just like a Ger can't make a bracha before the Tefillah until after he's Tevel and becomes a Yid, then he can make the bracha. So too, only after we recite the Haggadah, then we became free from bondage, then we became a Klal Yisrael, and we're also able to recite the bracha. The question is, what does this mean for us? Practically, what does it mean that we're able to tap into this Ha'ara and the Shefa, which comes down on the night of Leil HaSeder? So, generally, what it means, in a general sense, it means that there's a Siyata Deshmaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us an added dose of Siyata Deshmaya to be able to access the Milos Ruchonios that we access on that night. We're able to access it now. Which Milos did we have? There were many, but specifically Emuno, that we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Elohim Einoid Milvadoi, and Hu Levadoi Osa Va'oise V'yasa L'chol HaMaisim. And the second thing is that we became Avodim. We became Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time. And the way that we're able to give over these Yisoides is, as I've heard from my Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Yitzchak Feigelstadt, Kol Amar B'Lesapir Yetzias Mitzrayim, Harezim Meshubach, that the person himself becomes praiseworthy, the person himself becomes a better person when he speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the more that a person could go into detail of Yetzias Mitzrayim and relive it, that's the more Meshubach the person is. Like we say, Hemanti ki adaber. A person has emuna ki adaber because I speak it. When a person speaks in Yanei Emuna, he relives it, then it becomes part and parcel and permeates every fiber of his being. Many people have this when they retell a story that happened, if they lived through a harrowing experience, Chas v'Shalom, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them, Baruch Hashem, then they retell over the story, and if they retell it over in all its details, the more details they tell, the more the reliving the story, the more the reconnecting. So the way to connect to Yetzias Mitzrayim and to access this tremendous Siyata Deshmaya is by living it. As Chazal tell us, Chayav Adam Liris Es Atzme Ki Ilu Hu Yatzme Mitzrayim. Now, how does a person do that? What does a person do? So the very basic is just saying the Haggadah. There were Gedolim that they didn't add on anything to the Haggadah. This is what Chazal tell us, the Sibur Tzis Mitzrayim, this is what we do. Many of us don't feel that we are gaining as much as we should gain just by doing that. And we want to add on. What do we add on that we should also be able to feel as if we're coming out of Mitzrayim? How could we also connect and give over these Yisraelis? The more passionate we are about it, the more we'll be able to give it over to the next generation. So the truth is that there's two basic Yisraelis that we want to give over with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The first one is that the Inyan of Emunah, not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bari, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly also v'oyse v'yas l'chol ma'isim. Anything that happened, anything that will happen, anything that happens on a day-to-day basis is only because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling the strings, and it's He who is behind everything, all current events, whether it's on a national scale or it's personal, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one that's behind it. No one can do anything without Him, and it's only if He so wills that anybody's matzliach to do anything. And the second aspect is the avdus which comes out of it, like we said. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so many tevas for us, that means that we're chayavtim, like the Chavis Lava says, that our whole Aveda is built on the fact that, based on the fact that we are mechuyavt, obligated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of all the tevas that He does for us. We have to thank Him, and we have to do His will because He's done so much for us, we want to reciprocate, and we're mechuyavt to reciprocate to Him. And this is really what we mention twice daily in Shema. We say, Ani Hashem Aleikeichem, Asher Yetzias Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, when we're reciting the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we say this last pasuk, Ani Hashem Aleikeichem, Asher Yetzias Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lechem Leilekim. The first aspect is the aspect of Emunah. I am, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took you out of Mitzrayim. And, like the Ramban says at the end of Bai, I showed that I am the sole creator and the sole orchestrator of the world at any given point. And the second aspect is Liyos Lechem Leilekim, that you should be my avodim and you should do my will. And these are the aspects that we want to give over. How do we give them over? How do we live them ourselves? How do we connect to them in a real way that we can give them over as if we're living them? And I think that maybe one of the ways is if you connect it to current events. If we can make it that it's not just 3,337 years ago in the year 2448 that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and He showed in a dazzling display of miracles that He is the Bari Umanig the Chol HaBruim. It's just, we can see this on a day-to-day basis in this past year. If we just take a moment to think about all the Nisim and Eflois, especially for the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, 180 missiles that came from Iran in one day in Erev Rosh Hashanah, thousands of missiles that came from Gaza and other places, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us time and time again, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the president twice from assassination, and now He's able to help Klal Yisrael. Now, this is on a national level, on every person on their own level. If they could bring it and make it personal, then it could go a long way in connecting us to the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I think this is maybe what it means, V'hish Amdal Aviseinu V'lanu, which the Mefarshim asks, what was Amdal Aviseinu V'lanu? And I think maybe that the pshat is that the Ramban says at the end of Bai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed once and for all at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim that He is the King. And then He gave us numerous mitzvahs that we're supposed to perform daily, weekly, monthly, that or a Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Remember that I once showed that I'm the King. Remember every time you do this mitzvah that I once showed in Mitzrayim that I'm the king. And it seems a little bit not fair. That was way back, 150 generations ago, that he showed. If we would have lived through Yetzias Mitzrayim, we would be different people. Now we have to say the stories that we heard from our parents, our grandparents. We're not living it the same way. However, the Yavetz tells us that there is a nace which is even bigger than Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's Klal Yisrael's survival throughout the generations. And I think that the further we get away from Mitzrayim, the bigger the nace is, because it's another generation that they tried to annihilate us, and we were saved again. And I think that that's the pshat v'hishon d'la v'sin v'lonu. What's left from Mitzrayim? What nisim do we see? What's left? What's omda? What stands for us? I'll tell you what stands for us and our parents. And that is that we have an ace which is greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim. And every generation that passes has even a greater ace, because we see through all the generations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from all the plans and foiled and thwarted all the plots of the Goyim and saved us. And if we could tap into it and connect to it and bring down and the Inyan Emuna to our own personal lives and show how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in our lives. Take a few minutes before Pesach to be able to connect it to the different parts of the Haggadah and be able to give over these ideas, or if we're by somebody else's Haggadah, at least remember them for ourselves. And with the tremendous Siyata Deshmaya, like the Ramchal says, that we, the added Siyata Deshmaya, to be able to tap into Inyan Emuna, Emir Tashem will come out of Leila Seder different and went into it.